Blog Talk Radio.
So he's talking to about a specific group of people, right?
Right.
my servant, the seal, by my servant, the seal.
And I gave them my Torah instructions by my servant, the seal, right?
Right.
So how y'all going to operate? Verse number, come up with it.
Whom they would not hear, but despise my counsel.
They despise my counsel. We talking about the people that came up out of bondage, right? And let's see who was in bondage that we can read, Sister Amy and see. Let's write to the book. Let's get it in Deuteronomy. On that mother, let's get it in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Let's see here, Joshua talking big talk here. Deuteronomy chapter 4, Sister Amy and see, Roy. And let's pick it up at verse number 31 to 34. Let's see what he says here. Deuteronomy chapter 4. 31 and 34. Before we do that, let's get his name there. 4:1. Put the name on the table. Deuteronomy 4:1. Sister A.B. Phoebe and C. Roy. Deuteronomy 4, verse number 1. Deuteronomy 4, verse number 1. Come up.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel.
So Israel is on the table, right? Yes. Verse 31. What happened with Israel?
Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahweh, your Yahweh, is a merciful Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers.
So he says, look here, I'm not going to forget the covenant of your fathers, right?
Which he
did what?
Which he swore unto them.
So Yahweh swore this thing unto them, right? Verse number 32, what did he say?
Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
For as now of the days that are past,
mm-hmm.
which were before you,
go ahead.
Since the day that Yahweh created man upon the earth,
mm-hmm.
and as from the one side of heaven unto the other.
So he said, now you could go all around the world and ask this question. Go ahead.
Whether there has been any such thing as this great thing,
mm-hmm.
or have been heard like this. Like
verse number 33, what did he say?
Verse 33.
Uh-huh.
If ever people hear the voice of Yahweh speaking out of the midst of the fire,
mm-hmm.
as you have heard and live.
So he said, if ever people hear the voice of Yahweh and live, verse 34, what do you say?
Verse 34.
Yes, ma'am.
What have
Yahweh a said
to go?
A saint.
And go, to go and take him a nation.
Hold on, that. Yahweh did what? He said to go and take him a nation. From where?
From the midst of another nation.
Go ahead, by what?
By temptation.
Go ahead.
By sign.
Go ahead. By what?
War.
Go ahead, read up.
And by the mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm,
mm-hmm.
and by great terror, according to all that Yahweh, your Yahweh, did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
So he said, I went down and tore up some Egypt, right?
Yes.
So the one that was in bondage was the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the people that were in bondage. So back to that second Exodus, Mother Zeke. Now let's see what the people up under the banner of Israel that was coming up out of bondage. That Ezra is talking about, right? Let's see what other name they have placed on them. Pick it up at 32, Mother. Second Ezra chapter 2, verse 32. What did he say?
Second Ezra chapter 2. Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the word.
Embrace.
Embrace your children until I come and show mercy unto them.
So he said that embrace your children. And we're having this conversation about the one that was in bondage, right? Mm-hmm. We found out that the Yahweh tore up a nation to bring Israel by name up out of bondage, right? He said, embrace your children. Come up.
Well,
a until I come and show mercy unto them.
Mercy unto them.
What?
Well, my well run over, and my grace shall not
fail. My will run over, and my grace shall not fail. Verse 33, come on, what are you saying?
Verse 33, Ezra received a charge from the Yahuwah.
Ezra received a charge of Yahuwah
upon the Mount Horeb, that I should go unto Israel.
So he said that he received a charge upon Mount Horeb to go to who?
To go to
who did he Ezra say he was fit to go to?
Israel.
To Israel, right?
Right.
Come on, that.
But when I came unto them,
what did they do?
They set me at naught.
Mm-hmm.
And despised the Torah, the commandments of the Yahuwah.
They despised the Torah instructions, commandments, the covenant of Yahuwah, right? Now, what did Ezra break it down in verse 34? What did he call them, mother?
Verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore I said unto you.
What did he call them?
O ye heathens.
So Ezra called Israel.
Heathens.
Yeah, Israel is some heathens. Hey.
I mean, Yahuwah.
So, when we see the word Gentile, heathen, all the time it's not talking about the other nations, right? Everybody be saved when he on record saying some people are already second at Ephesians. That's why I just jumped off of that, right? Now, we done put in an hour, and they ain't went nowhere yet. Ain't even touched the subject matter. But let's run back to that Ephesians. It's the Ephesians, right? Ephesians chapter 2, was it? Or 3. Think it back up at verse number 1. 1 through 6.
Especially
Read that, say that again.
It says, a system of order, government or organization of a nation.
Hold on. Key word of what?
Nation.
Of a nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say it with an S on it, did it?
No.
So this is talking about one nation, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Community, etc., especially as existing at a particular time.
So he said, as existing at a particular time.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to Ephesians 3, verse 3. So Paul said that this revelation, Ephesians 3, verse 2, come on.
Ephesians chapter
3,
verse
2. Yes,
ma'am. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yahshua.
So we found out the definition was exempt from ruler usual requirements. At a particular time, right? Something to that effect. So Paul said, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yahweh, now we know grace deal with a time, right? Yahweh gave us a particular group of time to we get this thing in order, right? With the given me to you, verse number 3, come on. How that by revelation he did what?
He made known unto me the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
As I wrote it before in three words.
Verse number 4, come on.
4.
Yes, ma'am.
5. When you read.
You know what about when you read?
You may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Yahweh's love.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Which in other ages.
Which was in other ages, what?
Was not made known. Sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his righteous prophet.
Mm-hmm.
By the
so he said, in other ages, it was not made known. Now let's hold that point right quick. Let's run to the book of Galatians right quick. Let me see if I can pull out a statement in Galatians. Young lion from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. Brother Makai Israel, to see you right here. Run to Galatians chapter 4. The book of Galatians chapter 4, 1 through 5.
Book of Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads.
Let it read.
Now I say, that the heir, as long as he is a child,
mm-hmm.
Deferred nothing from his servant.
Deferred nothing from a servant. Come on.
Deferred nothing from his servant. So he be Yahweh of all.
He might be the, you ready to take the throne, but you're still a child. You got to get properly trained, right? Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
But his honored tutor
mm-hmm.
and governor at the time appointed of the Father.
So Yahweh the Father got a time appointed for all things. It's a time and a place for all things under the sun.
Right.
So Paul said it was his into a particular time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, verse number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Even so we,
mm-hmm.
when we were children, were in bond
uh-huh.
under the elements of the world.
Yeah. Verse 4, come on.
Verse 4. But when the families of the
come on, now. I'm pushing that up. Verse number 4, come on.
But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh sent forth his son, made a woman made under the law.
So he said, when the fullness of time, so Yahweh, he hold back the things until the proper time, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a second, a third witness on that, Sister Judith. Let's do Genesis chapter 15. Let's read if Yahweh can hold back the thing until the right time, right?
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 15. Now this is dealing with something that wasn't even on the agenda, but we got to deal with it, right?
Right.
Genesis 15, Sister Judith Israel, see you right.
Yes,
matter. Let's pick it up at verse number 14 through 16.
What
it read?
Also that nation, whom they shall serve, will I judge.
Go ahead.
And afterwards shall they come out with great substance.
So Yahweh is talking about a nation that he's going to judge, right? Verse number 15, what he said.
Thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age.
And he said in chapter like Abraham, right? He said, when I take care of this business, you ain't going to even be on the planet. Your spirit might return, but that body that you in is going to be in the grave, right? Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16, but in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. For the
iniquity, sin
of the
Amorites
is not yet full.
So Yahweh deals with sin in a particular time and place, right? So Paul is telling them, it was a certain time for me to bring these heathens back to the table, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that Galatians chapter, Ephesians chapter 3.
I don't see again on that one. Let me tie it in. Be happy with you, Molly. Let's get back to that word called that mystery. That mystery. What is this mystery that needs to be known? Come back to
fatherness, Yahweh was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Seed of the angels, teaching unto the Gentiles, believing in the word, receiving up unto honor, unto glory.
Okay, unto glory. Sorry.
Jeremiah chapter 3. And let's pick it up at verse number 1. Yahweh, he has something to say to Israel, right? Jeremiah 3, verse 1, when he say, Mother, he just rather see her.
Jeremiah chapter 3.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 3, verse number 1, what did he say?
Okay, give me a minute.
Hallelujah.
Look at Jeremiah 3, verse number 1. What did he say, Mother?
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1. They say, if a man put away his wife.
Now, Yahweh is using a metaphor. He said, now, they say, if a man put away his wife, what about?
Shall he return unto
her? Hold on. He said, now, they say, a man put away his wife. Now, let's see who would put away in the book of Isaiah. Let's grab him in Isaiah, Mother Lee. Let's see who was put away. Who was cut off? Mother Z and Rev. I mean, there's so many ways to get at it and get around it that you will puzzle the minds of the other nation when you really get this thing on lock. And we begin to say like Deuteronomy say, hold that point, Mother Z. What did they do? What did he say in Deuteronomy? What they going to say when you really get this thing in rep? Deuteronomy chapter 4, Mother. What the nation's going to say? Deuteronomy 4, verse 6 and 7 and 8. Deuteronomy 4, 6 through 8. What will the nation say, Mother Z?
Deuteronomy
4, 6 through 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thou for and do them.
Yes, ma'am.
For this is your wisdom.
This is your wisdom.
And your understanding in the sight of the nation.
Come on, Mother.
Which shall hear all these statutes.
And what are they going to say, Mother?
And say,
say what?
Truly, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
For what nation, is there so great?
Do that got an S on the end of it, Mother?
No.
That's singular, right?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about one nation. Go ahead. What one nation is there so great? Come on.
Who have Yahweh so near unto them,
mm-hmm,
as the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him for.
Now, hold that point, Mother. I'm getting all twisted up. I got to deal with this thing. He said that what one nation, right,
mm-hmm,
has Yahweh so near.
Right.
I do the same. Yahweh so near unto them. And Yahweh is all things that we call upon him for. Now let's see if we can tie that in. Brother Titus, young lion from the tribe of young God Judah. Let's run to the book of Joel right quick. See if I can precept that in Joel chapter 2, young lion. Verse number 32. What do you say? Joel chapter 2, verse 33, 27, and 32. That's just make it sound good there, Brother Titus. Joel 2, 27 and 32.
I'm going to the book of Joel. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 32.
Yes, sir.
Read. It shall come to pass,
mm-hmm,
that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh should be delivered.
Go ahead.
From the mount Yada, Judah.
Yes, sir.
And the southern kingdom. I doubt Judah should be delivered. As Yahweh said, and in the reign of whom Yahweh should come.
So he said, Yahweh is so near to us, right? And everything we call on him for to do. But let's go back to that Deuteronomy 4, verse number 8, Mother Z. That wasn't a particular scripture I was looking for, but that sounded okay. Deuteronomy 4, verse number 8. What do you say, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And what nation is there so great,
yes, sir,
that has statutes and judgment,
uh-huh,
so righteous as all these laws
or instructions
which I set before you this day.
So Yahweh said that was one nation. He said the nation's going to say this is a wise and an understanding people. Ain't that what they're going to say?
Right.
Something else they're going to say, I'm going to leave that one alone. Let's go back to that Jeremiah, Mother Eve. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 1. Let's see that again. Jeremiah 3, verse number 1.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1.
What did he say?
They say, if a man put away his wife,
mm-hmm.
and she go from him.
So they say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him. So let's see who was put away, who was broken off, to save his people. Brother Isaiah 7, verse number 5 and 6. Who was broken off? Isaiah 7, verse 5 and 6. To save his people, let's see, Roy. Who was, by name, who was broken off?
Isaiah chapter
7, verse 5 and 6. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. Because
Syria,
Ephraim, and the son of
Rimmon have
taken evil counsel against you.
Now, Yahweh is dealing with Yahweh Judah. He said that now. Syria, Ephraim, and Remaliah, that they done sat down and plotted against you.
Yeah.
First, I'm thinking, what's going on there?
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go up again, Yahweh Judah.
Mm-hmm. Exit. Go ahead.
And let us make a breach therein for us.
Mm-hmm.
And set a king in the midst of it.
Go ahead.
Even the son of
Tabiel. Even the son of Tabiel. Verse number 7, come up.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am. Let's say Yahweh.
It shall not stand.
It ain't going to stand. Go ahead.
Neither shall it come to pass.
Verse number 8, come up.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
For the head of Syria and is
Damascus.
Damascus and the head of Damascus is Razin.
Mm-hmm.
And within.
And within it. And within the time frame, right? Yahweh say within what?
3 4 and 5.
So Yahweh gave him a specific number. He said, within 65 years, how many years is that? How many years? 65 years, what's going to happen?
Shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a king.
So we know who was broken off, right? By name, Ephraim, 10 northern tribes, right? Let's go back to Jeremiah 3, verse number 1, Mother Ephraim. Jeremiah 3, verse number 1.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
They say
what?
If a man put away his wife.
Now, if a man put away his wife, his woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And she go from him.
Mm-hmm.
And become another man.
And she become another man? Go ahead.
Shall he return unto her again?
Now, can he return to her again? Go ahead.
Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou has played the harlot with many lovers.
But he said, look at you have played the harlot with many lovers.
Mm-hmm.
That mother be, let's see if we can get one lover on the table. Let's see if I can find that one lover I'm looking for. Where you at? Go ahead, read off.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Get
we run right into it. Yet what?
Yet return again to me, says the Yahweh.
Verse number 2, what lover is he talking about here, mother?
Lift up thine eyes unto the high places.
Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, go ahead.
And see where thou hast not been, lying with in the way, as thou set for them as the Arabians in the wilderness.
Now that's the Arabians.
And thus,
that's what we need, brother. The Arabians. They say as the Arabians. We know the Arabians, the Arabs, they practice the religion of Islam, right? That's why I say they up under the banner of Islam. They say that Ephraim, Northern Kingdom, they was broken off. They were the book say. Let's go back to Ephesians. mean, we just got to deal with this Ephesians chapter 3. And let's look at 5 and 6. So the sin deal with the mystery. So I ain't even got to even think about that one, right? The end of the mystery, according to what we read, right? We read in Corinthians and in Colossians and Timothy, right? So we ain't even got to touch that. It's already dealt with. Verse number 5 and 6, what do you say?
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men.
Go ahead.
As it is now revealed unto his righteous apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Revealed by the Spirit.
By the Spirit. So this was revealed by the Spirit.
Yes.
Verse number 6, what was revealed?
Verse number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Gentiles.
Hold on, atheist. Read that like you see it. So these Gentiles is part of the third line, right? We read by name Now, they got to be partakers of the process. Now, let's see if we can make it plain as can be. Mother, who was partaker of the process? Let's see if we can just make it as simple as it can be.
Turn the light on.
Let's go to Hebrews, Mother. We just go get to the matter at hand. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, listen. The writer of the book of Hebrews produced it for Israel, right? Make a statement here, Mother Eve, in Hebrews 11, verse number 389, to make it sound real good, Mother. Hebrews 11, 89. Make it sound good.
Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 and verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
He did what?
Obeyed.
Hold on, that word obey is on the table now. Go ahead, read up.
And he went out, not knowing wherever he went.
But our father Abraham obeyed.
Right.
You were walking in the dark. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right?
Right?
We got the light and we refuse to obey. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. He sojourned in the land of promise.
Come on, mother.
As in a strange country. Dwelling in tabernacles, temples. With Isaac and Israel,
the heirs of what?
The heirs with him of the same promise.
So this thing is about the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Malachi chapter 3, Mother Z. I'm gonna give me a few more here, and I'm gonna get all that out of the way. Malachi chapter 3, Israel, Zeroy. What did the seer Malachi in Malachi 3. And let's begin at that verse number. Let's look at verse number 5 through 7. Malachi 3. Verse number 5 through 7. Mother Z, Israel, see you right. What did the seer of Malachi have to say?
Malachi chapter 3, verse 5 through 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. And I will come near to you. To judgment, and I will be a witness against the
sorcerers,
and against the adulterers, and against
false swears,
and against
those that oppress
the
hireling
in the
in his wages. The widow
and the fatherless and
that turn aside
the stranger of his
from his right. Now we can just look at the language that's spoken and know this ain't talking about the other nations, right? This stranger ain't talking about it. The other nation
is
Yahweh. He said,
right. Come on,
and fear not me.
And fear not me, said the Yahweh of
hosts. Verse number 6, what did he say?
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
For I am the Yahweh. I change not.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Therefore, you sons of Jacob, who never changed to Israel, right, are not consumed. He said, look at, I don't change. That's why there ain't no such thing as a new custom. Verse number 7, come on.
Even from the day of your father.
They turned it back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we say it. Did I leave them? Back in the day. That's the way Yahweh is talking, right? Go ahead.
He are gone away from my ordinance.
He said, look at you broke the covenant. And Chase, you the one that default, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you default
And I will return unto you, said the Yahweh.
He said you gotta return, but return to what? That's the way he said he was in captivity. 21. Young lion from the tribe of Judah. Let's think of it. Ezekiel 21, verse number 1. 1, 2, 4. Let's see what we can surmise from this thing here, young lion.
Yes, sir.
Chose him to you. Hallelujah. What?
That word will be us. If we read that word and hear a multitude of people, red morning, we say, what word they put their hands?
Put back.
That means reject. He rejected you, Father. Put back. See, you don't look at you, and they still got a little shot, but reject. They rejected you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Verse 16. And unto him thou gave it Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And unto Isaac also thou gave it Israel.
Yes, ma'am.
As for Israel. Thou
Now Yahweh
the Father of peace,
whereby
that fall again from the dead
out of Yahweh, that great.
Hold on, but Yahweh the Son, right?
Yeah. That
Yahweh the Father of peace. The prophet again from the dead, our Yahweh. Yahweh the Son, come on.
That great shepherd.
That great shepherd.
Of the sheep. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
You mean the blood that sealed the agreement that's on the deed? Sealed the agreement. It wasn't that the new same book, right? Of the covenant, right?
Right.
Let's go to Hebrews. This is from Hebrews Titus. Hebrews chapter 8. But Titus, young man from the tribe of young God, you. Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 1, what do you say? What do we, what do you say?
Well, in Hebrews, from the word to Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews, from the word to Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 1, read.
What do you read?
Now the thing which we have spoken is the song.
Is it not everything we have said, this is the deal, this is the real deal here. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, but an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
Now we got a high priest. Now we had a high priest back in the day.
Yeah.
They wasn't able to continue because of death, right?
Right.
But now we got a high priest that's sitting on the right hand of the throne of majesty. Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Of the temple.
Go ahead.
Of the true temple.
Go ahead. Ezekiel 16, Mother E is 59 through 63. 63, what did he say?
Ezekiel
16. Yes, ma'am. 59 to 63. Let's see if we can get Yahweh saying some good stuff through the mouth of the head. Feel Ezekiel. Agreement. We all should have been wiped off the face of the earth, right? gave up another opportunity. He renewed his covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yahdaju. And on that note, I'm bringing that young man from the tribe of Yahdaju. From the tribe of Israel, receive your word by saying,
hallelujah. Jeremiah 34:4. Jeremiah 30:4. And these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Judah.
This is the word Yahweh spoke concerning whom?
Israel.
And what is Israel?
The northern kingdom.
Good.
And Judah, the southern kingdom.
That word was spoken, that's what the word is spoken, that whole Bible is about. It's concerning one another. According to Jeremiah 30:4. The whole Bible is concerning whom of it?
The southern and the northern kingdom.
Northern
Israel.
Israel
and
southern kingdom. Right? Right.
Now
go to 26 chapter of Leviticus. Remember, word was on tape about remembering. Now we're going to 26 chapters of Leviticus. Then once you start remembering, and Yahweh said something about it, then he'll keep you.
Hallelujah.
Now read verse 42.
Okay, Leviticus 26:42.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Get that.
Read verse 41 to take it down.
Leviticus 26:41-42.
Yeah.
Leviticus 26:41. And then shall he depart from thee. Leviticus 26:41. And that I also trade unto them.
You might make a little bit of my bag of boys. You might make a little bit of my bag of boys.
Okay. Let me get back to 40. Verse 40. If thou shalt confess thy sin and the iniquity of their father.
Oh, we gotta do what?
sin except of the punishment of their iniquity. Okay.
These were the known of the congregation princes of the tribes of their fathers, he is a thousand of them. Verse 17. And Moses and Aaron took these men which are expressed by their name. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees at
the names of your lineage, your bloodline.
Their families by their half of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upwards by their
home. Right. So they have their bloodline, the nation of their father. 20 years old plus and up. That's bloodline. Okay. All right, give me Mark chapter 13, verse 11.
But when they shall lead you,
they shall lead you
and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do ye meditate by whatsoever shall be given you in that hour. That speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy
Before we go to the president, Give me Daniel chapter 9. Pick up at 21 to 22.
Chapter 8, verse 55 and 56.
First King. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're on verse 55 and 56. Mm-hmm. Now keep some in mind. When the lady was going through, she was going through inside of 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 21. She had to put up the womanly way of doing things. They had to speak up with a loud voice or a man's stomach. But what do you say in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 55 to 56?
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 55 and 56.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood, and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice saying.
How you do it?
With a loud voice
saying. So when you get the blessing, you're going to get the blessing with a loud voice. So when you read the book, how you going to do it? With a loud voice. Can you read?
Verse 56. Blessed be Yahweh that have given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised.
So he said all this with a loud voice, right?
Right.
I continue to read.
There have not failed one word of all his good
promises. And he said that. How you say that? How was it? Yeah, read the verse on top. 55.
And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice.
He blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice. It wasn't no lowly voice, nothing like that. So when we speak, we want to make sure we speak out and open so everybody can hear us loud and clear, even on the airwaves. We can hear them here, but they got to make sure they can hear. So that's the whole point. When we read, we want to make sure we read loud and clear so everybody can hear, not just in the class. Over back over to Brother Titus Israel. All right.
Okay. Sister Judy, give me that, in that Hebrew chapter 11, verse 8, verse 9. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. Now this is the word of obey. Put it down to something with this word of obey. Let me make sure I'm there. Okay, you can go ahead.
By faith, Abraham, when he called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he would.
Okay, obey. That's the thing with this word obey is. Let's go to this obey we're touching on right now. Let's go to Samuel real quick. See that verse of Samuel. I don't know if it's first or second.
Abraham didn't know what he was going. Didn't know the tail of it, the end of the middle of it, but he did what?
Obey.
We don't want to hear that.
They got to hear what was said. All we got to know is the order, and order to do what?
Obey.
Obedience. Being obedient. Obedient.
We gotta have an update on what's going on.
We're
supposed to do this by the
order. Right? Really,
that's it.
That's it. That's it. Let's see, boy. Going to Samuel. I'm going to first Samuel real quick.
We're going to 1 Samuel, chapter 13. All right. Okay, let's pick up at verse 20 as we read down. We get about 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 20. First Samuel chapter 15, verse 20. Mr. Judy?
Okay, let's go to the chief book of next Israel about going to pay, what they had to pay. Just for example, better have relationships and stuff like this. Look at this. Let's go to Peter, chief book of the next Israel. Well, chief book of the next Israel. First Peter. First Peter chapter 3, pick up at verse 1. First Peter chapter 3, verse 1, says the Jordan is there.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 1, that likewise ye wives be in subjection to your own husband.
Okay, what does subjection mean? Subjection.
Definition. I don't know. What are you going to do? I go do the... Oh, you do what? Do the...
I will gather you out of the country wherein you are scattered with a mighty hand.
What kind of hand?
With a mighty hand.
And that's what we're doing in this session on the camp. We got to put a mighty hand out here. We got to call away the Bible saying that's it.
We're going to
rule. Our God is the rule. Bring your thing out and no compromise if the scripture don't support it. That's no compromise. I'm missing my head. I'll be
Romans chapter 7, verse 1. So the Romans chapter 7, verse 1.
Romans chapter
7,
verse 1 means, know ye not,
brethren,
for I speak to them that know the law.
I mean, the first five books of the Torah instruction, the first five books.
How then the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
So the first five books of Torah instruction got dominion over man as long as he what? As long as he got breath in him. As long as he alive. As long as he got breath in him. Okay. All right. That's where I was going. Okay. He's at that Peter. Even at First Peter. Okay, pick it up at verse 5. Now, we read that subjection, right? You know what that is, right? It's clear about control, right? Okay, give me verse 5 real quick.
First Peter chapter
1,
verse 5, after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also trusted in Yahweh.
Adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. You see, after this matter, all times of righteous women also trusted in Yahweh. You know if you trust in Yahweh, because you be what? Being subject to your own husband, right? Verse 6.
Verse 6 means, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham,
which
after she reached
3. We had First Peter chapter 3. We're at verse 6 now.
We got that young line over here ready to go through.
Okay, the baby line,
What it is,
Okay, who are we going to bring out of the, he said, I will bring you out of the people, whether you have gathered you out of the captive. Who this message referring to? Who's the you that he's going to bring out from out of the country, whether you scattered? So to be clear, we're not just reading, we got to know what we're reading, who we're talking about. Maybe a lot of who's the you? Over there, verse 34. Who's the you? Got a name on who the you is. Got a name on it. Ezekiel 20:34. I will bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered with a mighty hand and with outstretched arms and with fury poured out. Okay, now he said you, okay, he said you, gathered you. Yeah, the answer. We're going to break down, we're going to be clear about who the you is. Okay, verse 34. Give me, would you give me a name? Give me verse 39. Verse 39, we just give the name, what we're talking about. The you, I will bring you out. Is he the children very first? You're just getting the name. That's it. You're just getting the name. That's it. Yeah, verse 39. You're just getting the name.
Also, you, O house of Israel.
What?
You, O house of Israel.
So that's who we're referring to. The house of Israel. The family of Israel. That's who we're talking about. We're talking about all the people of the family of Israel.
Yeah.
That's who to you. That he's going to bring out of the countries, whether you were scattered. He said, whether you were scattered. Sister Julia, give me that, Jeremiah. He said, whether you were scattered, right? Whether you were scattered. Give me Jeremiah. Let's see what I'm going to say. Be clear about me. Or are scattered, whether you are scattered. All right, we're going to Jeremiah. Let's see what works. We're going to Jeremiah. Let's see what works. All right, Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 50. Yahweh. All right, put on the 32. 46. That's it. Deuteronomy 32, 26. Many are lying. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. There's a promise. Yes, Deuteronomy 32, 26.
So if you keep
coming, the page will be just like
you.
We turn the page, will be just like that. Hallelujah. Wow. Oh,
so you can't
tell me
this, huh?
Okay.
You can't tell me this, huh?
I'm leaving good. You got it. I'm showing. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. I will ascend, I will die, them in pieces. I will make the memory of the deeds.
Hold on, read that over. Read that over.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26.
Yeah. You got the mic, you close to your mouth.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. I will have said.
Read that very carefully.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. I would have said. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among them.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter
32,
verse 26.
That King James verse 11. All the other verses is
yeah, all these different types of birds.
If there's a corner, right? Let's see. Give me that Zachariah.
Are
we out there?
I read what he said, the corners. It's the corners, right? Zachariah.
Go to Zechariah chapter 2. Let's break down all this corn, all this corn is there. Real quick. Zechariah chapter 2. All right, we're going to pick it up in verse 5, Q verses, verse 6. Zechariah chapter 2. Mother Z. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. We're going to read all the way to the verse 7 real quick.
Chapter
2, 6
to
7. Verse 5 to
7.
Yes, sir.
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. Verse 5, for I said that Yahweh will be unto her a well of fire,
a wall
of fire round and about, and will be the honor in the midst of her.
Will be the honor in the midst of her. Go ahead, verse 6, in the midst of her. Who's this?
Verse 6, hope.
That's
ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, said the Yahweh, for I have separated
no,
you.
No. Read that very carefully, Mother Z. Read that very carefully.
For I have spread it abroad as the four winds of the heaven, said the Yahweh.
So this four corners, what you read about this corner is in Deuteronomy, what was that, 32, 26? These four winds here, also called four winds of the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 7.
Verse 7. Deliver thyself, O Yahda Judah, that dwell.
Let's read like I'm going to do the dramatic. Okay. Again, we got to. Let me just do the dramatic. Just read like it. I'm doing the breakdown.
Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
He said, save yourself, O Yahda Judah, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And what Babylon is talking about? They're talking about the Babylon back in now with the knees of David.
Mm-hmm.
What Babylon is this what they're talking about? They're talking about the Mount of Babylon of Nebuchadnezzar days, when Daniel is here, the time of Daniel is here. What do you mean by save yourself?
Yeah.
That dwelling, the door of Babylon.
Save yourself.
Mm-hmm. Deliver yourself. Save yourself. What is this talking about here? Who is the door of Babylon? Then we can read.
Save yourself.
We dismiss the door of Babylon.
Yeah, you gotta save yourself. What means on you,
huh? Well.
So what all we can do behind that company? When it says save yourself, then what all that we can do? I mean, so you got to remember, Yahweh's example. He got an example. What it means about saving yourself? The only thing you can do, what did Yahweh say he did? And what did he say he did? Most of the
other
people. And Luke, let's go to Luke and see what he did. Well, we can know.
Yahweh?
We're going to Luke 32 now. Yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
So we go on to the book of
loose. And let's see how we sing ourselves. Let's see what Yahweh put on tape. And Luke chapter 28. Luke. What I want 2 and 2. Pick up that verse number 30, Mother D of Israel. Luke 22. What do you mean by save yourself? Luke chapter 22, verse 29 to 32. And once you get yourself together, you can't do it verse 32. What do you say?
Luke chapter 22, verse
29.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29.
Yes.
And now appointed unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me for a servant, that you may eat and drink at my table and my kingdom.
Yes.
My kingdom. And say on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31. And you have
right
said,
right. Yes.
Behold, Satan has
desired
to have you.
So Satan desired to have you. Anybody step up in this word, Yahweh, don't worry, you will be visited, I think.
Yahweh?
Satan desired to have you, but only a relationship can do one thing for you. Go ahead.
And he may sift you as
And what Satan want to do is get you sift by weak. He's going to get you disembodied where you always challenging everything you see.
But I have prayed for you. And your faith fails not.
So all we can do is what, mother? So all we can do is what, mother? All we can do is pray for you, but it's on you. It's on you to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
All we can do is point you the way, but it's on you. They put no roadblocks in front of you. All we can do is pray that you make the right decision. That's all we can do for you. That's all he can do for our people. He's our right feet. He makes the right decision. It's on you. Now, once you get on your feet, do what? Now, once you get on your feet, see what he said next.
And when thou art converted.
Now, once you be back on your feet, Peter. Not going to strip to your brother. Because all we can do is somebody fall is pray to get back on their feet. We can't intervene. If you're getting out of Israel, I'm gonna do the right thing. make all these wishes, mm-hmm. and you got yourself in a fight. You make all these faces. I'm going to be the first one in and the last one. He had a brother here a long time ago called Keith Ford.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I'm graduating and I got me my, what kind of license we got? About 18, what was it, right?
The year.
The year.
You feel good? All you got, I'm going to call you, whatever the congregation needs, I got it. Okay, good. Got there,
mm-hmm.
got the hand on all that money, and forgot everything he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked through the wall for him. Only for him and his truck to get. See? You cannot bow a vow to Yahweh and say, Yahweh, deliver me out of this. And all of a sudden, you can't have me. If you try to come out, you lock in for 100 trillion million years. I don't care who to your left, who to your right. You step up, you just on you now. So we would have made some vows to do this, now you won't do it. Then Yahweh start collecting on you. You won't live by doing this. Holy prayer. Oh, Yahweh. What can you do for? What can you do? What do you do for yourself? You remember the vows you made? Did you keep them? No. Okay,
let's get a down for that. While we're at Luke. This is what was going on here while we're at Luke. Let's get a down for that. Let's go to Luke chapter 12 this way. We're going to read the story, example of this. Like what he just did, that they made vows to the truck drivers. They're going to do all this. Let's go to Luke chapter 12. Let's read. Okay, let's, we're going to pick up at the Luke chapter 12, verse 16, Sister Julie. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. Let's see what's going on here.
Luke chapter 12, verse 16 says, and he
spake
a parable unto them, saying,
but this is a parable he's speaking. Yeah, hey, don't read like it was saying. Hey, I want this. I'm getting my light on this side.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth
plentiful. He brought forth plentiful. He got rich. He got forth plentiful. Look what he said. Go ahead.
Verse 17. And he thought within himself.
Oh, he thought within himself. Go ahead.
Saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my food.
He should have thought about this. What else should I do? It's all about the ministry. What should you do? Come on.
This
will I do. I will pull
down my barns.
My barns?
And give bread. And
there
will I sell all my fruits and my goods.
So all my fruits and my goods will
store
some on its own. Go ahead.
Verse 19. And I will say to my soul,
so
thou
hast
much good laid up for many years.
For many years,
Eat,
drink, and be merry. Verse 20.
Verse 20. But Yahweh said unto him, thou fool.
He called him what?
Fool.
You're a fool.
This night thy soul shall be required
of thee.
Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?
I'm about to shut this man down. I'm about to kill this man. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 21. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward
God. See that? He laid up treasure for himself. Oh, I got this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You're not going to think about the ministry. You're not rich toward God.
Let me just
quick
stuff on that.
Mark
14, let me get on the quick stuff on that. Go to Judges chapter 11. And we'll look down to verse 21. That's chapter 11, verse 21. That's it. Chapter 11, verse 21. Judges chapter 11, verse 21. You get that, young man? Hey, first one, get that up. Grandson, he's talking all around. He got 50 books on board, he's coming to class, that young man. That's why he's talking around.
And you forget a word
I don't care what's up, what's up.
Bible says this is the way it goes. This is the way it goes. That's it. You can't compromise on scripture. You make your father put a mother Eve. You make your father do what? Jeremiah 41 to come. See, when you set in leadership, you cannot deviate from what the Bible is saying. If you don't lead by example, you will be called to copy. And what it says about the Israel behind that in 32:23 or another? What you read, Mother Eve?
Psalms chapter 78, verse 41.
Yeah.
Yea, they turn back.
They turn what?
Turn back.
They turn back.
And tempt Yahweh.
If the end time you're not doing Yahweh's will, I don't care who to your left or your right, all you're doing is tempting Yahweh. Whatever.
And mimic the righteous one of Israel.
And you'll mimic his hand. Then all of a sudden when you're attacked, you'll be throwing calls on Yahweh. Yahweh, I don't even know you. I don't even know you. You can't make no statement with things going good, but Yahweh is the one that brings the evil and the good. That's what he is doing. So also, when something ain't going right, then you limit his hand. But Yahweh made it plain. What is that about? 32:23?
Numbers chapter 32:23.
What is that?
But if you will not do so.
If you will not do so.
Behold.
What?
You have sinned.
You have sinned. Always look for some way to show something negative. That's how you grow. You will not have a proper spirit with you. You will not have a loving spirit, and you will not have a money, and they will not have a 31:26. I bet you, I close the book, if anyone that will transgress this Yahweh's rules and revelation, I bet you they not on Proverbs 31:26.
Okay.
There's no way you will be a Proverbs 31:26. What is that that we can read? Hey, Romans chapter 1, it's 31-39. Chapter 8, verse 1, it's 31-39. I had that written on me. After my grandson knocked it down.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35-39. Cast my way, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of Yahweh, ye might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw black, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
What do you say,
my
soul? Any man draw back,
my soul shall not have pleasure. No pleasure.
I ain't got no pleasure when you draw back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I look down to you, you ain't got no
praise on
you,
you ain't keep your Sabbath day,
you ain't
fucking show,
you ain't
got lift
up your
nation.
You got what?
No pleasure.
No pleasure
in you. Go ahead and read. Verse
39.
Yeah.
But
we are not of them who draw back
unto. We ain't the one that draw back.
Unto possession.
You will be destroyed.
But of them that believe to save thee of your soul.
You'll be destroyed, and if you believe this thing, it's the saving of your soul. Come on, it's going in there. If you draw back, the man's going to keep. He'll get the day, he'll get tomorrow. The man's going to keep. He turned his back. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, just get down to 31-39. A, B, or B, break.
Back over to the young man. Romans chapter 8, verse 1-39. Verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh's Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 31. What shall we then say unto these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up from us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything
creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh.
Man, you know, built up. You know, build them up, read a couple.